What the hell is an e-girl? Is that some kind of android? Is this the robot uprising? Honestly, it just doesn't stop coming, does it? Minx!
Minx!
Hughes, are you okay? Are you hurt? Hughes, where does it hurt?
What? No, I'm okay. What are you talking about?
You burst into our office shouting and wrestling and... Wait, why is there a triangle of toast in your jacket pocket?
Because toast tastes better when it's cut into triangles, of course.
Sure.
I was going to say. Well, I was up all night and so that happened and then that happened and then it was mind-blowing and the boy said, well... But also the paper said, but what about the receipts? What about the receipts, Caroline? Oh, God, I forgot about the receipts. So, long story short, it's probably a ghost.
So, you're saying that the haunting on Clairston Hill Road was a ghost?
Most definitely.
Look, Hughes, when I hired you, I recognized your stellar instincts, keen mind, and rugged determination. I knew that these were the qualities that I searched for in a partner, the qualities that would one day save our skin. Do you know what today is?
No.
Today is not that day.
Oh.
Well, that's all right. I could tell that today wasn't going good Hughes Day from the moment you walked in.
You could? How?
I suppose it was from the way... Never mind.
No, Minx. Enlighten me, please.
Hughes, we have work to do.
Okay. Someone's grumpy. Was it the toast?
No, it wasn't the toast.
Was it my unironed shirt? Because I told you, I can't get all the spots with my hair straighteners.
No, it wasn't the shirt either. And do you actually iron your shirts with a flat iron?
I don't have to answer that question. So, what was it then?
Well... If you must know, it was the way you are wearing two different socks.
That's not so unusual. I have loads of odd socks.
And two different shoes.
Oh, God. It's not that noticeable, is it?
Well, given the fact that one is a fluffy slipper and the other has a 5-inch heel, I'd say it's more impressive than anything else.
What? Oh, yeah, this is a bold choice.
Oh, this... reminds me of the time it was just me and my old partner. What? What's the ugh about?
Every time you say, this reminds me of the time, it turns into a big, long-winded monologue that lasts between 30 to 40 minutes and you never get anything done. It's a productivity hazard.
You know what? I don't appreciate being called out like that. It's very rude coming from some kind of rough-haired, toast-wearing ruffian.
Fine.
Fine.
Hey, I'm putting the kettle on. Would you like some tea?
I don't drink tea.
Huh. So, shoe ghost?
Sock ghost, actually.
Sock ghost?
Sock ghost.
Well then, what happened?
Hang on. A second ago, you didn't want to know. You said it would be a productivity hazard.
I know. I just, maybe, it might be, well, I do need to, build up my own collection of spectral case studies, don't I?
You've got a point.
As ever.
So, you know how socks, like, always go missing? Like, how many pairs of socks do you actually have?
Hardly any!
Well, that was the case for this one guy I was following up a case for, like... 3 years ago, you will never guess what happened.
Was it ghosts?
It was ghosts.
It's always them pesky ghosts. But what do ghosts want with socks? Can ghosts even wear?
No, they can't. I don't think so anyway. Which is the thing.
Tell me the thing.
Okay, hang on. The thing is that... what was the thing again? The thing was the particular thing...
You got this, Minx!
The thing was... medieval wash maid. Old ghost. She was fascinated by the glittery thread that was around the top of this guy's socks and the wild patterns that he liked, so she stole one of every sock in an attempt to recreate them. She was very sweet.
How did you die? Was it the plague? I'm sorry, but I can't handle plague deaths.
No, she was tried as a witch for convening with spirits.
Oh, that's sad and oddly spooky. Was she one of us?
No, it was just a different time. She was trying to help the sick women of her village.
Oh, that's so grim.
Yeah, but she was safer in death, ironically.
Well, that's what we're here for then, I guess.
But anyway, that reminds me of the time that... Wait, did I tell you about the Pennsylvania pipe cleaner ghost?
Yep.
What about the London lightbulb ghost?
Yep. Yeah, you did.
Surely you don't know about the Massachusetts monocle megalomaniac murder.
Minx.
What? Come on. How?
You talk a lot. I listen a lot. Natural flow of the universe, or maybe just this office.
Well, maybe so. Ooh, is that Earl Grey? Can I have some?
Wait. I thought you didn't drink tea. God, you're so twisted sometimes.
Maybe you're just cursed.
God, I hope not. I'm not sure our health and safety regulations cover otherworldly curses.
Nope. Well, I don't think so. Oh, that reminds me of a time you're gonna love this one. It was just me and a rabbit.
This mini-episode of Hughes and Minx, Ghost Detectives, starred the fabulous Caroline Minx as Minx, and me, Sophie Hughes, as Hughes. This episode was written by myself, Sophie, and edited by Caroline. Find us on Twitter at Hughes and Minx, or at Saucy Minx, or at Soph's Take Notes. Join us soon in our newest episode, Hughes and Minx, Ghost Detectives, Ghost in the Machine.
Surely you don't know about the Massachusetts monocle megalomaniac murder. Oh, I did it.